Happy Wednesday, everybody. All you MAGA deplorables out there who are still on Team Trump. Seems, Team DeSantis, the Florida influencer industrial complex, the DeSantis influencer camp, are, out in force on Twitter going after Trump and Trump supporters. And these are people that I say you're going to be hearing a lot of this, who have grifted off Donald Trump's name since he took the ride down the gold escalator and declared his candidacy for president. They all built huge followings on Twitter and other platforms, ended up some of them with very successful podcasts and cringy radio shows, all on the back of Donald Trump, and now turning against him and standing with Little Ron, because Little Ron's camp is paying them handsomely. You know, nobody in Trump world, as far as influencers, are getting paid to throw shade on DeSantis and praise on Donald Trump. They're doing it because they know Donald Trump is the clear choice for 2024 as the Republican nominee. Anyway, all right, a few things. We didn't have We the People Radio Live. James is traveling. We're not going to have Freedom Friday either. However, James and I are going to be in person on Saturday with the cast of the Two Doomed Men podcast. We'll actually be in their studio, and we'll also be joined with the cast of the Sergeant and Samurai podcast. So there'll be six of us. We'll be doing a show. It won't be live. It'll be probably like a three-hour show. We'll be smoking cigars, Patriot cigars. We'll be drinking, and we're going to have a banger of a show. James is coming to the East Coast from Vegas, so we'll all be in Connecticut at the Two Doomed Men podcast studio on Saturday. Should be a blast. It's funny, I'm doing this podcast for a few years, and me and James have been doing our show. I'm now the co-host on We the People Radio, and we've been doing Freedom Friday and other things for a while now. We've never met in person. We've literally only stared at each other through cameras on the podcast. So I'm curious to see if he's as ugly in person as he is every time I see him twice a week on the show. Anyway, listen, Facebook suspended me for 30 days today because I posted a meme that they didn't like in regards to the Nashville trans shooting Christian hate crime. Yes, hate crime. And they didn't like it, so they said something about I promoted a terror group, which I guess I did, because the meme was basically saying that the transgender agenda is going to come out and kill your kids now because they're so butthurt. And that's basically what the meme was. And they suspended me for 30 days. So we are not live on Facebook right now. And I'll see if there's a workaround if we're going to be live going forward in the next 30 days. Rumble is where it's at, people. Rumble, Rumble, Rumble. And the best way to get the show and all the live shows weekly is on the Rumble page. Very simple, 1776live.tv. You go to that domain, you get to my Rumble channel. So all of you, the live chat's open on Rumble. If you're watching, shoot a message. I see everything. Give me the finger. Give me the high five. Whatever you want. I'm here. You're there. And let's have some fun. So we're also on Cloud Hub. We're on Getter Live. We're also streaming live on the Patriot Podcast Network, on Roku TV and Cloud Hub. I don't know if I said that. Anyway, so this Nashville tragedy, it killed six people, three kids and three adults, I believe it was. And it was a 28-year-old transgender something or another. Now, I'm still not unsure if it's a biological boy or biological girl. I think it's a biological girl trying to live as a boy. Neither here nor there. Transgender. And the left is not happy about this. I mean, they're not happy about this. 28 years old, alumni of the Christian school, and decided to go and shoot up the front door and hunt people down. And thank God for the two heroes. And I am a firm believer that heroes are only sandwiches, but I'll give it to this, to these two Nashville police officers that really showed pushing through the the school, and you can see the video. I'm not going to play it. It's out there. It's disturbing. It's horrible. Just knowing they're walking past dead kids and things like that. Yeah, I've seen my share of that as a New York City EMS worker. So those two cops are heroes. They got into the school, they pushed forward, and they killed this sick transgender murderer. Why do I keep saying transgender? Well, I mean, that's the thing to do, because when there's a mass shooting and it happens to be somebody that's white, it's immediately, well, it's the white racist, or it's the MAGA Republican, which has yet to happen, the MAGA Republican mass shooter. Matter of fact, quite a few of them have either identified as trans or non-binary because they're so screwed up in the head from mental illness. Oh, you're a transphobe. Maybe so. Mentally ill. It is what it is. Happy that Nashville police was an example and picked up where Uvalde, Texas police failed miserably and let all those children die in that school. Because that's what happened. We know that. Touchy subject in law enforcement community, but it is what it is. So kudos to those two Nashville police officers that exterminated the threat. But why aren't we labeling this as a hate crime? I mean, it's a valid question. Why this individual who obviously hates Christianity along with the, and I'm not a religious person, people. I'm not. I have my faith. I believe in God, but I'm not, you know, not going to sit here and praise the Bible and talk about Christianity. But why is this not labeled a Christian hate crime? Someone who obviously hates Christianity, probably hates God, has some sick and twisted ideologies, decided to hunt children down, 9-year-olds. I have a 10-year-old girl in a Christian school, and no one is making any remarks of this being targeted against Christians, the Christian religion, a Christian school, as a hate crime. From the president to corporations to Hollywood, nobody is saying anything. What if this was a Jewish school? You would have everybody in their mother, including the White House, including corporations, including Hollywood, calling this a hate crime. What if this was a Muslim school? Okay. You would have Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Black Lives Matter, this one, that one, and their mother calling it a racially motivated hate crime. Look what they did with all of those, that shooting, what was it, Atlanta, Georgia, with the Asians and the two Hispanics. They forgot about the Hispanics and the massage parlors, and they said, oh, this was an Asian hate crime. And the guy was literally like, no, I don't have any problem with Asians. I was trying to annihilate my temptation of going to massage parlors and getting whacked off and happy endings. And that's why he went around shooting people in a massage parlor. But they called it Asian hate. Everything's Asian hate, Jew hate, this hate, that hate. Everybody's hating. Well, that's because our government and mainstream media has orchestrated and built and manufactured this hate in America, because that's what it's from. It's not from the American people. It's from our government bureaucrats using their elected puppets to spread that hateful message. And it's on both sides, people. It's Republicans and Democrats, because those animals in Congress, those animals in government bureaucracy who are bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats, who are not accountable to us, we the people. They want we the people divided. They want us at each other's throats. They want us fighting. That makes them money. It gives them power. It gives them control if they keep us divided. God forbid the left and the right ever got together and said, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right. Fuck this. We're making a change. That's never going to happen because they're so good at the dividing. But if this was in a Jewish school, this shooting, if this was in a Muslim school, this would be labeled a hate crime. Hate crime. Christian school, not a hate crime. Nope, not a hate crime. As a matter of fact, they want you to feel sympathy for the shooter. The left wants you to feel sympathy for the shooter. Mainstream media wants you to feel sympathy for the mainstream, for the transgender shooter. Hollywood and celebrities want you to feel sorry and have some sort of empathy for the transgender murdering piece of shit. And that's a fact. You literally... And where's corporate America? Corporate America that had bent the knee and gave millions and millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter after George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose, after whoever decided to resist arrest and fight with the cops that week and get shot, or whatever week. All mainstream corporations, corporate America, where are they with their messages of solidarity with the Christian community that was targeted by this satanic, transgender, emotionally disturbed individual? Where is the solidarity with the Christian community supporting them after they were just targeted in a hate crime? Madonna. Remember when Madonna was talking about the cabal and all that stuff, and now she's involved in trafficking kids in Africa? She is a sick Satanist, literally Satanist. She announces in her tour that she's going to make a stop in Nashville, Tennessee. Wait, a tranny killed a bunch of Christian kids? Hold on, book a date. Just a couple days ago, like maybe even the day of or the day after, booking a tour date in Nashville to hold a trans rights benefit concert, to rub it in the faces of the people of Nashville, to rub it in the faces of the Christian community, to rub it in the faces of any conservative out there that, hey, fuck you, we don't care about the Christians that this tranny just murdered. I'm Madonna. I'm a sick Satanist, pure fucking evil. I am going to hold this concert in December for trans rights. Nashville, if you don't stand up and make it impossible for this sick, satanic fuck Madonna and prevent her from having a concert in your community, then you have failed as a community. Every single person in Nashville should be making sure Madonna does not step foot in that community with her disgusting trans rights benefit, stomping on the souls of dead children. That's what Madonna is doing. And she's not the only one that'll be doing it. Don't blame the mental illness, the big problem we have in this country, especially that was exacerbated by the tyrannical lockdowns that we endured for 2 years in some places that are still, fucked up from all these lockdowns. Youth has been driven mad. And listen, and I put a tweet out about this. These mass shooters are legitimately manufactured by our government, unelected bureaucrats, mainstream media, and the hatred that they push into society. They are manufactured as if there were people in a boardroom saying, let's concoct a mass shooter and get them so crazy and enable them to do it. They're just fake. And most of the time, probably victimized. And listen, there was a report that the shooter's parents, apparently they told her or him, I don't know what it is, they told it to sell its guns and believed that it did sell its guns and didn't possess any others. They were also, this person was under some sort of mental health care, it seems, had just issues and seen therapists, and they believed, the parents apparently believed, that it did not own any more firearms. Well, it looked like it owned a handgun and at least two rifles. So I believe they were shooting, there was a carbine, they were shooting handgun rounds, like the rifle behind me is a, it shoots 9mm rounds and takes 9mm Glock magazines. It's a Ruger 9mm carbine. Or carbine, whatever you want to call it. Carbine. That's how I pronounce it. So yeah. Blame the guns. Blame the guns. Of course, Joe Biden, right before he made his cringy speech, made comments about ice cream and kids and all this other nonsense. I'm Joe Biden. I'm married to Jill Biden. Okay, Joe. I like chocolate ice cream. Oh, there's dead kids? Take the guns. It's the guns. It's tearing this nation apart. Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, who I never really liked. I like some of their music. And this is something, listen, if there's somebody out there watching or listening and you're good with memes, I got to get a hold of some of the Meme Alliance. Literally, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister says that gun control groups can use his song, We're Not Gonna Take It, so that they can push assault weapon bans. What's an assault weapon? They don't exist. Think about that. His song, We're Not Gonna Take It. What are you gonna take? My guns? Well, that would be great. But he's letting gun control groups use this song, We're Not Gonna Take It. Somebody please make a meme. Somebody make a reel, something on Instagram, something that goes viral. I will make it go viral with Dee Snider telling gun owners that we're not gonna take it, that we're not gonna take your guns. It's clown world. It is clown world. Apparently the guns were legally bought. All right. Here's another thing that I'm right leaning, I'm conservative, but I do not agree with restrictions on gun sales to anybody. Because here's the thing too. Let's really ask who can we really trust to determine if someone is mentally unfit? Well, a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Can we, though? How many instances are people victimized politically or one way or another where psychologists and psychiatrists are tearing apart families, lying on reports, completely misdiagnosing people are mentally unfit or people aren't mentally unfit? When it says in the Constitution, every American citizen has the right to bear arms, will not be infringed. Does that mean to let nutcases buy guns? Well, maybe. I mean, obviously there are limits. They're going to go through background checks. I'm not saying open the mental house and bring them to the gun store. Yeah, transgender people are mentally ill. Do they have the right to buy guns? Yes. Should we not allow them to buy guns? No, we shouldn't stop them from buying guns. I mean, the long or the short of it is, let them all buy guns because we know who's going to win in using them. I mean, we saw who's going to win. Would you save a life here and there? I don't know. Maybe. But the gun restrictions are unconstitutional no matter how you look at it. And again, how do we determine somebody's mentally ill? Maybe I'm mentally ill. I'm probably mentally ill. Transgender people. They fought for it in court. It's literally, I forget what state it was. They kept saying it's not a mental illness. It's not a mental illness. And they got a court ruling that it is considered a mental disability. There's a court ruling on it. Maybe in Delaware. I don't know where. I talked about it a long time ago when it happened, that it was like a win for the transgender community. They finally got their disability status. Meanwhile, we're over here saying, well, yeah, we were saying you were mentally ill the whole time. And you're like, no, we're not. We just like to dress up and say that we're boys and girls when we're not. So I don't know. Don't ban gun sales to anyone. Go by the Constitution. I think I'm more of a constitutionalist than anything else, than a conservative or Republican. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, I guess. But, you know, let's blame the guns. Let's everybody get together and have candlelight vigils and say, we need to take away the guns. Bad people have guns. Bad people will always get guns. Good people have guns. Good people with guns stop bad people with guns. This was an example. Doesn't always work that way. And we don't live in a perfect world. We live in a completely broken world. So the whole transgender agenda is, it's like they can do no wrong. They can go out, they can exploit your kids, and make no mistake, they are coming after your children. They will, at any juncture, try to normalize the sickness of their ideologies to your children. That is not going to stop. We need to stop it. Liz Cheney put out a tweet today. And I honestly forgot what it was, and I should have pulled it up. Literally talking about we should stop banning books. And literally what she's talking about is school districts. Oh, here it is. Oh, apparently Jenna Bush said some shit, making some point nonsense. If we really want to keep our children safe, here we go. That's what it was. Gun control. We need to spend less time banning books and more time stopping the horrific gun violence in our schools. All right, Liz, you loser. Loser. What, you loser father? Dick Cheney. Literally, no one's banning books. This whole thing, they want to make it sound like Nazi Germany. Or maybe they are banning books, but books with little boys blowing each other and that make it look like it's a comic book appealing to children. Oh, let's experiment. Take your pants off. No. Those books should not be in schools. Those books should not be in schools, like, at all. But if you're going to speak on those subjects, that should be well into high school, maybe junior, senior year. That shit should be spoken about home with your parents at younger ages. And everybody's jumping on this gun control thing. Liz Cheney, don't ban books with kids blowing each other in them. Let's do something about the horrific gun violence. Well, we can do something about horrific gun violence. You know, get more guns. Imagine if that school had, whether it's posted police officers, whether it's armed security, you're not going to stop bad people to get guns to go to gun-free zones to shoot good people. It's not going to happen. There is no perfect world for that. It doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. Take all the guns you want. They're still going to get the guns. And when you take the guns from good people, how does that, law-abiding citizens, how does that stop shootings? If you take away every bit of junk food in this country, will people stop getting fat? No, they'll find a way. They'll always find a way. And you have this sick union leader, Randy Weingarten from the Education Department. Another reason why the Federal Education Department should be completely abolished, eradicated. There should be charter schools, school choice. The parents have the say. This animal, whatever it is or wants to be, she's just calling for straight up gun confiscation. And we must have the courage to do what Australia and New Zealand does. First of all, they want to, believe me, government bureaucrats want us to be unarmed. Elected politicians want us to be unarmed. But good luck pulling in Australia and New Zealand now. I mean, it's never going to happen. There's not enough law enforcement. There's not enough military, National Guard. There is not enough to disarm every American at all. That there's not enough. They don't have the balls. But you have all of these activists. You have, you know, the David Hogue, whatever he is. I think he rides the hog, who had the failed pillow company. The Sandy Hook kid, right? Sandy Hook? Talking about, you know, more gun confiscation. The beta. Beta. That's what David Hogue is. It's doing something about mental illness in this country. I don't know what the answer is to that. It's easy to say, well, we have to do something about it. There has to be, I mean, our government, again, caused so much mental illness among young people in the past 2 years, past 3 years. It's unbearable. Unbearable. When I dropped my kid off from school today, she was telling me about the girl in school, only one that she can see in her general vicinity, in her grade, fifth grade, wears a mask. She goes to school. She puts the mask on. She wears it all day. She takes it off at recess outside and puts it back on. So my daughter was curious. And she's so sweet and polite. She said, how come you still wear a mask? And she was very, very, it was very important for her to let the girl know that she wasn't being mean. She just was curious. And the girl said, because I'm afraid I'm going to get something from the air. You're talking about a 10-year-old. This is a prime example of how fucked up the parents are, because the parents made that kid scared of the fucking air. You're in a class with 30 kids. You're in a school with hundreds. Nobody's wearing a mask. Teachers aren't wearing a mask. But you're wearing the mask because your parents instilled this fear in you. But what's wild is I watched this kid get picked up today while I was there picking up my kid. And I was trying to look for the adult with the mask. I didn't see any, and I saw her come out. You can't miss her. She has a mask. She walked up to her mother, what I assumed to be her mother, who had no mask on. I mean, it's like straight up child abuse. And this is the evolution of mental illness. It's wild. The transgender agenda is this manufactured ideology of mental illness perpetrated by our government, our society, and propped up by mainstream media and organizations that are grifting off that transgender agenda, because there's a lot of money to be made. Operations, hormones, the pharmaceutical companies. It's sick. It's so sick. Would you ever think 20 years ago we would really be having these conversations? Even 10 years ago, some of the conversations that we had. I mean, the transgender agenda literally managed to erase just pretty much every gain women have made in decades. Sports, scholarships, benefits. I mean, if you're a loser as a boy, as a swimmer, or a loser as a boy and the boys' track team, loser as a boy in whatever, running marathon, whatever, just dress up as a girl and you will be a champion. You don't even have to get your dick cut off. You just got to throw on a bathing suit and say you're a girl and you can swim and you can beat all these girls and you could be a champion and beat out biological girls in college scholarships who have trained their entire life trying to succeed and get a college scholarship. And here comes Joe Shit the Rag Boy with his dangler packed into his ass. I'm not even going to be nice about it. I'm just being nice. It's done. It's over. It's over, people. Scorched earth. If you're worried about offending people, that is your problem. And that is a big problem to have, that you're worried about offending people now. But they can trample on you. Trample all over you. And you're going to allow that. That's the sick part, people. That is the real sick part. I'm going to tell you what else is sick. A couple of the things So we have the liberals, all right? We have these sick progressives like Madonna and people in Hollywood and organizations that all just want to harp on the gun control with this whole Nashville thing. Okay? And literally, it's evil what they want to do. They want to shove it in your face, fuck Christianity. The left wants to eradicate Christianity, eradicate anything that you read in the Bible, eradicate any faith that you have. Okay? and they'd like to drag you to a chapter of the Satanic Temple and sit there in front of the six statues that they have, the Baphomet, and have you bow down. That's what they would love. And allow you to never have kids again. We're just going to abort them. Or we might even have an altar to sacrifice them, maybe. In case one comes out alive, we'll slit its throat on the altar. Maybe we'll even drink its blood. Where's Hillary? We have this all going on in our governments over here. Worried about banning TikTok. I'm against banning TikTok. I've been getting quite interesting messages and comments for this. Listen, we're in a free country. You swipe your credit card, China's getting your data. One way or another, China is getting your data. You think, what, it's TikTok that's spying on us? That's the only thing the CCP has to spy on us? No, it's not. The problem is, here's the problem. It's the retard parents out there that are allowing their children to shake their ass and do fucked up TikTok challenges and even be allowed on TikTok. When your 13-year-old daughter is standing out in your backyard dressed like a whore, shaking her ass on TikTok, that's your fault as a parent. That's not TikTok's fault. It's not the CCP's fault. All the Chinese kids are building guns and doing science experiments on TikTok. Maybe we're just complete retards as Americans. Why not make it so you can't use TikTok under the age of 18? And when you go to register for it, you have to show a photo ID. All the social media platforms do it. My page on Facebook, 40,000 followers. I had to show my ID and upload my ID to Facebook in order to keep that page running. I had to do it to verified on Twitter. I don't mind doing it. I don't care. My face is everywhere. Who gives a shit? I'm not giving anyone my ID. Well, then don't use the platform. Everybody's so worried about TikTok. Don't let your kids use it. Don't let your kids order pills through TikTok and then die in the basement from an overdose from the fentanyl pill that they bought because the southern border is open because we don't have operational control over it because that's where the precursor is coming from China, going to Mexico where they're making it and bringing it in. Oh, well. Use some situational awareness. Make sure you know what your kids are doing. Because if you ban TikTok, they're coming after your encrypted messaging services. This is Patriot Act on steroids. They will spy warrantless searches on all of your data, everything you do. You think it's bad now in what they see? I mean, the FBI pays Facebook to you to have access to their servers. And I'm really upset at conservatives that are going for this TikTok ban. It is dangerous. It is dangerous. Because the bill in itself, if you go in and read it, it's very expansive. It literally grants all kinds of sweeping powers to the federal government to restrict any of the online activities of Americans. I mean, imposing penalties on American citizens who circumvent these restrictions. Look into the bill. Criminal fines up to $1 million. Jail sentences up to 20 years. The seizure and search of all of your electronic hardware and online accounts. And that includes cryptocurrency accounts that's in the bill. What do you think? They were just going to come out and say, we're going to ban TikTok and there's going to be no strings attached. I get you want to take it off your work phones. If you have an employer, you can't have social media. You want to take it off the government phones or our taxpayer. That our taxpayer dollars pay for, fine. But ban it. And here's another thing you're going to hurt banning TikTok. And I hate to say it, small businesses that need TikTok, that use TikTok to reach their demographic of customers using TikTok. I'm not even allowed on TikTok anymore. I've been banned for life. Banned for life. I've had three accounts. I won't even do it anymore. They won't allow me on TikTok, just like they won't allow me on YouTube. But I'm not an advocate for banning it because I'm not an advocate for more government regulation and restriction. Realize government control. That's what we don't want. That's what we're against. You want to give government control because the shade that they're throwing over your eyes is, well, the Chinese are spying on us. The Chinese will never stop spying on us, you fucking morons. Never, ever. They were spying before TikTok. They'll be spying after TikTok. But the TikTok is a huge social media platform that most people watching me right now or listening to me right now have used one time or another or still use or look at. They will come after everything because you will give them the power to do that if this is allowed. Conservative politicians just want to say, let's ban TikTok because of the whole China CCP aspect, which I don't buy fully because there are so many other ways the Chinese can get your mine your data, whatever the hell you want to say. Literally, this bill would give enormous and frankly terrifying powers and control to the federal government. And those powers include to punish American citizens and regulate how we communicate with one another. So that, well, it's like state-run media. We might as well be like China. Who gives a shit? It's an app. Don't let your kids on it. Maybe put a restriction in for the United States. You have to be 18 years or older with valid ID to make a Twitter account and use it. I mean, literally, it's the whole Twitter... The whole Twitter scandal, it's not what you think it is. It's not. So, in essence, we would be allowing the executive branch, and right now is the Biden administration, we would be allowing them to regulate speech on the internet. And if they don't like what you're saying, like, for instance, literally, oh, you don't like that the government is against Russia and supporting Ukraine? Like, you could go to jail. You could go to prison for 20 years because we're regulating what you're saying. You may think I'm crazy. Go read the bill. Restrictions, regulations, punishments, fines, big, expansive government control. That's what the TikTok ban would be. But what do they do? Like everything else in DC, they throw a veil over our faces and they pretty it up. The Chinese are spying on us and we hate China. Well, yeah, we hate China. China. But it's not what it seems. And this is where I go. I always say, if you've ever listened to my show, if you've ever seen me or heard me on any other show, I always say, believe nothing of what you hear and half of what you see. Do your own goddamn research. Look into everything. Ask questions. Decentralized media is where you're going to find most of the truthful answers. People that are not manipulated by money and who are not news actors sitting behind a news desk. I'm not manipulated by money and sit behind a news desk. It's very dangerous. It's not about banning TikTok. It's about introducing flat-out control. Flat-out control. Tyrannical government. That's what it is. It's to introduce tyrannical government to control and manipulate American citizens. That's what it is. I mean, people with a rational brain will realize that there are faults on both sides about this because it's about the uniparty. Because what does the uniparty want? They want more control, but they want to do it in a way where we won't realize they want more control because they're very good at that. They're sick Satanists. And what's the big trick with Satan for Satanists and Satan himself to manipulate you in thinking that Satan is not real, that Satan doesn't exist? Well, that's what the uniparty does. The uniparty wants you to think that the uniparty doesn't exist. In fact, it does exist. The deep state does exist. Unelected bureaucrats that are not accountable by we the people. They want control. They want manipulation. Again, the tic-tac, Who's got a Tic Tac? The Tic Tac ban is literally, it's absolutely terrifying. Just imagine if the government, just by will, had the ability to go after anyone they deem to be a national security risk. And then at which point they can access everything from your computer, video games, to your goddamn Ring camera. Every bit of electronics, including crypto accounts and money, banks, everything. Everything. It's the Patriot Act for the internet. That's what it is. Now listen, Rand Paul's come out against the bill. Donald Trump Jr. slammed the bill. Tucker Carlson slammed the bill. Slam the bill. Call your representative and tell him we don't want this TikTok ban. We're terrified of what it will expose us as American citizens to, which would be our tyrannical government. That's what this TikTok ban would do. Expose us to a tyrannical, controlling government. They don't like what you say, they could come after you. If this bill passed, I would probably stop my show because I have a family, and the things that I say, they would probably come and lock me up because they don't like what I say. They'll come and take all my computers. They'll take my studio equipment. They'll take everything. My phones, my computers. Not that I have anything to hide. I might just say something they don't like. And under this bill, they may find something. This Alan Jacoby's a fucking kook. Let's go get him and take everything. Let's take everything. That's how terrifying it should be to you. What do you have on your phone that you don't want the government to see? Don't say nothing. What do you have on your computer that you don't want the government to see? What do you have digitally in your digital footprint that you do not want the government to see? Your answer should be everything I don't want the government to see. That should be your answer. And if it's not, you're the problem. You are the problem. I mean, literally. Any of these people that are worried that the Chinese government might somehow have access to millions of Americans' information, teenagers' information. You realize that all social media sucks up personal data that people voluntarily provide every day, every second. If you're going to ban TikTok, what's next? Then you should probably just ban the internet. You should probably just ban every single social media platform. Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Airbnb, Venmo, any other domestic app, just get rid of it. The Restrict Act, it's fucked up. It is a smokescreen for literally the largest expansion of executive power. It's bad. We can't beat China by becoming more like the CCP. That's not how we beat China, not by becoming them. And this Restrict Act, that's how we become them. Listen, but last 15 minutes, I want to get into a little bit with more with Trump 2024, the indictment, New York, the indictment that's probably never going to happen. But first, listen, there's a company out there, and these are not a sponsor of the show. They're just really good guys. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I want to give them a plug. I'm a big coffee guy. These guys are New York City cops, some retired, some still on the job. Pour the Finest Coffee. It is great coffee. It's Patriot-owned, law enforcement-owned. Their website's pourthefinest.com. Portion of the profits from every bag gets donated to law enforcement and first responder charities like 9/11 charities for families and things like that. It's founded by law enforcement, retired law enforcement officers. And they just want to provide high quality coffee to those who serve and those who support law enforcement and military. So Pour the Finest Coffee, go check them out. Pourthefinest.com. Again, they're not paying me to do that. You know, there's a thing amongst, I'm a conservative owned company myself, mypatriotcigars.com. And there's this thing amongst conservative businesses where we try to plug each other. It's not always about finances and money. You know, I'm happy to do that for, I'm not in this to make $1 million. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm involved in businesses. I just like to help. And man, it smells so good. Oh, wow. The bag is closed too. I love coffee. And you know what I like even more with coffee is cigars. I don't drink alcohol with cigars. I like to drink coffee with cigars. Yeah, I'm from New York. I say coffee. I'm from New York. I want a cup of coffee. That's how it goes. So I own a cigar company, Nicaraguan Cigars, the Nicaraguan Puros, if you know anything about cigars. Best cigars are come out of Nicaragua. MyPatriotCigars.com. I worked hard on getting the best possible blends of cigars possible. There's four different ones. You go over to MyPatriotCigars.com. Actually, for the next few days until April 3rd, running a 40% sale, 40% off sale if you use promo code MARCH at checkout. MyPatriotCigars.com. Free shipping over $100. And yeah, we're going to have some merch on there soon. This hat will be on there. We got some shirts and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, a lot of people from the show have been buying cigars, supporters of the show, and I can't thank you enough. It's a passion of mine, the cigar company. I'd like to do that full time at some point. And it's really great to, and humbling to see people smoking them and buying them. Rob O'Neill, the badass Navy SEAL who blew Osama bin Laden's face off yesterday in Texas, was smoking a Patriot cigar with a buddy of mine. So he's enjoying my cigars. It's very humbling to see the Navy SEAL that shot Osama bin Laden smoking my cigar. So yeah, mypatriotcigars.com. Promo code MARCH for till April 3rd to get 40% off your order. And again, check out this coffee, Pour the Finest by New York City Cops, pourthefinest.com. All right. Anyway, back to, I just pressed my button here. I thought I just screwed up the stream, but I didn't. We're still here. I fat fingered it. All right, Donald Trump. This whole, now we have a delay. You know, the grand, he was supposed to be arrested last week. He's supposed to be indicted this week. Alvin Bragg, the George Soros bought DA of Manhattan, has delayed the jury now, looks like for about a month. They're trying to concoct something. I was talking to a few people. I think they're in communication with Georgia, the DA down there, to see what kind of shit they can throw at the wall and make it stick. Hey, what do you have? What do we have? We got to get this bad orange guy because he's going to be the Republican nominee and the 47th president of the United States, and we can't have it. They're making Mike Pence now. The judge ordered him that he has to speak to the January 6th grand jury. They have January 6th criminal referrals out for the big bag of orange man. They are so terrified. And this actually makes sense because the rumor is they want to still go out and arrest over 1,000 January 6th defendants to try to manipulate them to say, Orange Man Bad sent me here to overturn the election, to try to build a ridiculous nonsense case against the former president, Donald Trump, who is going to run for president, is running for president, is going to win. He is going to win. It's people like us. It's people like you, me. We have to make sure he wins. But yeah, Alvin Bragg, Donald Trump, this is going no way. Just had an unbelievable rally in Waco, Texas. Tens of thousands of people there, loving to see him everywhere he goes. We all had more money in our pockets when Donald Trump was president. We all had more money in our retirement funds when Donald Trump was president. We didn't see all the nonsense that we're seeing now, and it's scary. Now we have the government coming after social media, trying to convince us to it's going to protect us from China, and it's not. It's not protecting us from China. It's all a lie, people. It's all a lie. As James would say, it's all fake and gay. It's all lies. Listen, follow me on Twitter, AlanJacoby1776. I just got out of Twitter jail yesterday, this morning. I told Dana Loesch she was a fraudulent grifter, Second Amendment grifter who just makes money and does nothing for the Second Amendment cause. And she blocked me and then she reported me. So I guess Dana Loesch only likes the Second Amendment, not the First Amendment. But yeah, Twitter and Instagram, it's at AlanJacoby1776. And it's A-L-A-N, the only way to spell Alan. And yeah, go to the Rumble channel, 1776live.tv. There will be no Freedom Friday tomorrow. Again, we will be in studio Saturday, myself and James in person with the cast of Two Doomed Men podcast and Sergeant and Samurai podcast. So that should be interesting. There'll be six of us. That should be a blast. There'll be, I'm sure it'll be a train wreck. It'll be great. That won't be live, though, but it'll probably be out sometime on Saturday, and I'll make sure it's up on my Rumble channel, too. And I actually will be sitting third chair tomorrow on my favorite podcast, Steak for Breakfast podcast with Ronan Noah. I've been on that show a lot. I make cameo appearances there, here and there. So that'll be out tomorrow afternoon too. They're audio only. You can listen, you can get my show, The Great Divide Podcast, over on Rumble, 1776live.tv, on every major downloadable podcast platform like Apple Podcasts and things like that. Facebook, I don't know what's happening on Facebook. Rumble is the place. And unfortunately, it's hard to grow on Rumble. So if you know people, you like the show, and if they have a Rumble account, have them hit the follow. Every follow helps. It helps the algorithm and gets us out there a lot further than we already are. So, you know, it definitely helps. So I will see you all. I might see you tomorrow at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. We might be doing a show for an hour then. And then if not, though, I will see you next week. We'll be back Tuesday for We the People Radio. But I think you'll get a kick out of the show with the six of us in person on Saturday. So until then, I'll see you all soon. Take care.